You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
It is a Friday edition on the Gym Class, getting ready to set sail from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Welcome aboard as we get ready to embark on the weekend. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me from the back porch in the southwest side coming up here in just a couple of moments for the second hit day. Andrew with us on the other side of the glass once again.
Yes.
Two in a row.
Uh-huh.
It's a twofer.
It is a twofer.
Having a good Friday?
Yeah, better than yesterday because I got sleep last night.
There you go. Makes you feel much more refreshed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Much more refreshed. Good to hear that then.
Yes.
All right. Mark, good afternoon. I hope you are refreshed and ready to go today.
Absolutely. Good afternoon to you and Scott and Andrew and everyone out there, and ready for today, ready for a big weekend.
Yeah, ready for a big weekend. Of course, Hawkeye's off this week. Getting ready for Ohio State next week. Iowa State begins their Big 12 campaign Saturday night. They take on the Houston Cougars. 4 o'clock with the pregame show getting underway on Saturday right here on 1600 AM. That comes after a big Big 12 tilt in the morning. We'll pick this among our games on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up for you. That will be at about 3:40 here this afternoon. Your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. So that'll be Kansas State and Oklahoma State. And one of those teams is going to enter the month of October with 2 losses in the conference already. Kansas State losing to BYU, Oklahoma State losing to Utah. Both of those coming up last week. So that's a very important game. We'll have that at 10:30. Tomorrow morning, 10:30 for you right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. A lot to get to on the show today. We'll take a look at the college football menu. We'll take a look at the NFL menu. We are at the final weekend of the 26-week-long journey that is known as the Major League Baseball season. We will talk about that and more. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That's 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well coming up in just a little bit. And a happy Friday to you, Greg, in Epworth. And Mark, certainly our hearts and thoughts going out to the people in the southeastern part of the United States as Hurricane Helene hit landfall, just creating all sorts of havoc all over the place. I think, unfortunately, 30 people have lost their lives. Destruction all over the place. Being in that neck of the woods a few times just saddens my heart to see what they are going through. And now it's climbing through Georgia, through the Carolinas, and it hasn't let up a whole lot. It's just it's too bad. It is very much a sad situation.
Yeah, it is. And a whole lot of people here in Eastern Iowa have, you know, have been impacted, whether it's family, friends, whatnot. I have a brother that lives outside of Asheville, North Carolina, and it's been pummeled. I have friends in Florida who has pretty much escaped the brunt of things. And a couple of friends in Atlanta. Atlanta's getting or has been hit very hard, and it's impacted so many people, so many lives. And as you mentioned, unfortunately, some people have perished. On a much lighter side, it is impacting sports. As we've already known, the Mets and Braves are going to play a doubleheader on Monday because games this past week were postponed in anticipation of the hurricane. Appalachian State and Liberty canceled their game. That's scheduled in Boone, North Carolina, the home of Appalachian State. And another college football game, Florida A&M and Alabama A&M. And still awaiting word on damage at Augusta National. We've seen footage of Augusta, the city of Augusta being hit very hard by rain and winds and whatnot. And, of course, that is the home of the Masters and very iconic place in golf. But I have not some reports Rays Creek, which runs in the area of numbers 11 and 12, overflowing. I have to imagine trees are down and whatnot. But Helene has left her mark.
Certainly has. So, again, our thoughts go out to all those people impacted by the hurricane. 319-366-1600. And before we get to football, and there's a lot of football to be discussed on the college side and the NFL side. Of course, NFL week getting underway with the 20-15 Cowboy win last night that saw many top flight players go out due to injuries. Micah Parsons, a high ankle sprain, which you hear those three words, high ankle sprain, Mark, for you and I and people of our like age. We immediately hearken back to Hayden Fry. That was almost the worst injury you could have under Hayden Fry, was a high ankle sprain, because that was like 6-7 weeks you were going to be out. I don't know if that is going to be the case for Micah Parsons, but we shall see. Neighbor, the terrific wide receiver for the Giants, with a concussion last night as well. And, yeah, but bring on that 18th game, man. Bring on that 18th game. We'll talk about the NFL coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk college football with you as well. But we should start with Major League Baseball, Mark, because we're getting to the point now where we are at the last weekend of this long journey that is known as the Major League Baseball season. And the field for the playoffs, which will begin next Tuesday, don't know who's playing where, who is playing whom yet, but we're getting closer and closer, especially in the American League, as right now four of the six spots have been taken, and right now only three teams are vying for the last two spots. And unfortunately for you and other Twins fans around this neck of the woods, Twins are on some baseball life support right now.
Yeah, in my mind, I think all those two playoff spots are almost assuredly locked up as well. The Twins only have like a 3-5% chance of making it, and that would require sweeping Baltimore at home after losing 2 of 3 to Miami at home, and also having one of Detroit or Kansas City dropping 3 straight. Highly unlikely. Detroit is on an absolute roll. And Kansas City, after losing 7 in a row, has bounced back and taken that what is now a 3-game lead in that wild card race over the Twins. And it isn't just this week for the Twins. It started in late August, early September, when the pitching staff has collapsed in one form or another, and the bats went silent. Very few runs scored, so. Chalking this one up and hoping for better. It sounded like a Cub fan. Wait till next year.
And in the National League, chances are we are not going to know until Monday evening who is going to be representing the National League in the playoffs. We know Philadelphia is in. We know Milwaukee is in. We know the Dodgers are in. We know the San Diego Padres are in. It'll come down to the Mets, the Atlanta Braves, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Mets in Atlanta are more than likely going to be playing, unless something strange happens this weekend. They will be playing a doubleheader with a whole lot riding on it on Monday due to Hurricane Helene. Interestingly enough, the Braves game is still on for tonight in Atlanta against the Kansas City Royals. That blows my mind, Mark. I have no idea how that game is still on, but it is still on as of the present moment. Probably is going to be played. I think maybe just due to the, I don't know. Like you said, they canceled the two games, or at least postponed the games between Atlanta and the New York Mets with the hurricane coming through. The remnants are still there, and I don't know what transportation is like in Atlanta. They're probably not expecting a whole lot of people there, but with the Braves already playing two on Monday, my guess is that Major League Baseball just said, you know what, if the Royals are there, we got to play this thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen a word on that particular game, Kansas City at Atlanta tonight. And frankly, after Wednesday's and Thursday's games were called off in Atlanta with the Mets, I'm surprised that this one's going to be played, but I don't know what conditions are like or around the stadium and whatnot. But yeah, as of right now, it's going to be played, and Atlanta's, the Braves probably thankful for that, because that's the last thing you need is doubleheaders stacked on top of one another and impacting the pitching staff.
Yeah, it's already going to be impacted enough with that doubleheader coming up for both the Mets and the Braves coming up on Monday. And, 13:45, besides football, those darn pesky Chicago White Sox just won't lose again, will they? Well, the Detroit Tigers are – something's got to give, Mark. The Tigers have won 5 in a row. The White Sox are on a heater as well. A little late, but they're putting off setting the all-time losses mark in Major League Baseball history. They're trying to put it off, but I don't have a lot of confidence the White Sox are going to sweep the Detroit Tigers.
I'm a big White Sox fan the next 3 days. that would require my Twins to do something in sweeping the Orioles, but hand it to the White Sox. They're trying to avoid infamy. They've already are part of infamy, but three-game sweep would be nice, but you're going to have to face Scooble one of those days.
Very true. 319-366-1600. So the baseball playoffs will start on Tuesday, and not exactly sure what the lineup is going to be. I would imagine the Major League Baseball is going to try their best to get the teams there and traveling on Monday. I mean, that's logistically, you have to do that. You can't wait till Monday evening and then get somebody on a plane and expect them to play an 11:30 or an 11 o'clock a.m. game. So they're going to have most everything taken care of. Would not shock me to see the American League games, if that indeed is done tonight and set tonight, Mark, have two American League games certainly in the early windows on Tuesday.
Yeah, you would guess there's some contingency plans already been made. Maybe several different models being drawn up based on the results of the next 3 days. And, yeah, it's obviously more likely that the American League field will be wrapped up before the National League. What happens if Monday doesn't happen with that doubleheader for whatever reason? Then you impact the whole playoffs. I don't know.
They've never had to move everything back like that. TV dictates, as we know. 319-366-1600. So that is baseball, college football. No, in the Big Ten, no Hawkeye game this week. Iowa getting ready for Ohio State coming up next week in Columbus for a Saturday afternoon game. But there is a game to kick things off tonight. It is in Piscataway. The State College of New Jersey, the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, welcome in the Washington Huskies at 3-1. Washington winning their Big Ten conference opener at home against the Northwestern Wildcats last weekend. And now they jet all the way across the country for the first time as it's Seattle meeting New York City, Mark, with Washington and Rutgers. We will pick that game coming up a little bit later on. I think it's going to be a pretty darn good one tonight.
I think so, too. And I don't want to tip off the rest of the Emo's Hideaway Pick 6 panel, but I did a little research. I don't mean to insinuate it's complete, but when teams travel 3 time zones this season so far, they are 3-6. The outliers were, of course, Indiana going to UCLA and winning, Stanford going to Syracuse and winning, and Michigan going to Fresno and winning. But there's been 6 other losses. And I was just trying to figure out what the impact it would mean for Washington to go to Rutgers. And I really don't know. And I'm definitely not going to say what I think before the pick 6.
Keep it to yourself. Big Ten tomorrow, they will play for the Little Brown Jug one more time, as it'll be the Gophers of Minnesota trying to come back off the loss to the Hawkeyes. They will be in Ann Arbor to take on the Michigan Wolverines. That is the Big Fox noon kickoff game, which is 11 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, of course. So you've got that. You've got Maryland and Indiana coming up tomorrow. Very interested, Mark, in Bloomington to see if the Hoosiers can go to 5-0 for Kurt Cignetti. He's good, you know. Look it up. Nebraska goes to Purdue. Can the Cornhuskers bounce back against a Purdue team that I have my sources very close to West Lafayette, Indiana, say that Ryan Walters' seat is starting to get a little warm over in West Lafayette. Just saying.
Yeah, unless something gets straightened out here real quick. Purdue's in the absolute basement of the Big Ten right now. And Indiana, I think, is somewhat for real.
We'll find out. Wisconsin and USC tomorrow afternoon on CBS as the Badgers go out to the L.A. Coliseum and take on the USC Trojans. Tomorrow night on NBC, Illinois. The Illini, can they keep it going on the road? 4-0, go to Happy Valley to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. If you are a streaming Peacock subscriber, you get to see Ohio State go to East Lansing to take on Sparty and Michigan State. And this is not a Pac-12 game, ladies and gentlemen. Oregon goes to the Rose Bowl tomorrow night on Big Ten After Dark. We all know it and love it, as it'll be Oregon at UCLA coming up tomorrow evening in the Big Ten. So, some intriguing games, I think, as far as the Big Ten schedule is concerned.
I think so. And you already mentioned Oklahoma State, K-State in the Big 12, and a couple others we're going to pick on the pick six. Louisville, Notre Dame has my interest. And, of course, that big national game, Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. And we will pick that one coming up in just a little bit. In the Big 12 coming up tomorrow, besides Iowa State on the road at Houston, you've got BYU, the unbeaten BYU Cougars, going down to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears. We've got the Okie State Kansas State game for you. Colorado in the Battle of Black and Gold will go to UCF to take on the 3-0 Knights, Golden Knights of Central Florida tomorrow afternoon. TCU goes to Kansas. Two teams that have underwhelmed so far this year. That game's going to be played at Arrowhead coming up tomorrow afternoon. Cincinnati goes to Texas Tech, and it is Arizona at Utah in Big 12 After Dark. You got your choices tomorrow, Mark, Big 12 After Dark or Big 10 After Dark. So,
yes, you do. And Colorado is one of those teams that has been impacted by the hurricane. You think what? In Boulder, they're impacting. Yeah, they had to leave a day early and wanted to get into Florida ahead of whatever surge there was going to be. Stanford, which I think plays at Clemson, left a day early. Some college teams, while their campuses might not be impacted, they're going to places that they got to think about things and alter their schedules.
Gee, Stanford probably wouldn't be going to Clemson if they were in the Pac-12 still. Just throwing it out there. We'll get you an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. Justin, I cannot let you know who I am taking until the pick six with Washington or Rutgers. I cannot let you know that because that is privileged information. I will have the first pick for that coming up here when we make our picks here in about 20 minutes or so. Yes, Greg, the White Sox fans wanted to see history. They were booing yesterday at the home finale. That's the way it goes. And he wants the Brewers to play the winner of the Mets-Braves Tuesday at 11:30 in Milwaukee. I do not blame you, Greg, for wanting to see that game. I don't think it's going to take place at that particular time, but it could take place later on Tuesday. Going to get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update in a moment, but want to bring in Cajun Troy, who joins us on a Friday here in Eastern Iowa. First of all, hope you're feeling good.
Yeah, getting stronger every day, you know. So I guess it woke me. I got better after seeing the Saints coming to the natural phase. The first 2 weeks, I didn't know who I was watching, but I guess it was fun while it lasted, you know. So yeah, but things is gone. You know, everything's moving in the right direction. So yeah, so I'm happy for it. Yeah, so you know, so all I do is been watching sports. I even get into volleyball now, you know. So
there you go. Volleyball's fun.
Yeah, and then watching all kind of games. Yeah, it's been interesting. BYU, I was very impressed the way they beat up on Kansas State last week, you know. So that'll be an interesting game. I think Iowa State plays them the second game of the season out at BYU. So that'll be interesting. So, yeah. Mm. So it's been all good. But, yeah, but it's, you know, getting back into it. And, you know, before I know it, you know, once my energy gets back where it's supposed to be, then I'll be ready to roll.
There you go.
Well, yeah, so, yeah.
Good to hear you doing well, Troy. Who dat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but hey, we go to Kansas City on a Monday night in a couple of weeks. So the way your team's been winning, Scott, you know,
I'm not saying a word.
but the key is they know how to finish, and that's the bottom line. You know, they're not playing great right now, but they know how to finish games, and that's what you need to do. You know, so and Dukes, I'm sorry about your Bears. You know, it's you know, they'll get better.
There you are. Hey, good to hear from you, Troy.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah, you guys take care, okay? Great hearing your guys' voice. Okay,
all right. Bye-bye. Cajun Troy joining us here on a Friday. She's been through many hurricanes before down in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. So, yeah, she knows what they are going through down there. 3:26. Mark, let's get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall. They are next to the Home Depot. Open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Their entire menu is available for you to salivate and prepare your taste buds at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
The second day of the President's Cup being contested in Montreal, a day after the U.S. jumped out to a 5-0 lead over the international team. The international team surging today, though, already has won two matches, is up in two others, and one is all square right now. So this thing appears to be changing before our eyes going into the weekend. 5-2 right now, U.S. We talked a lot about the Mountain West this week. Apparently, that league is now, according to reports, targeting Toledo, Northern Illinois, and Texas State to join the league. Interesting note in Major League Baseball, regular season 9-inning games that have lasted 3.5 hours this year, number 7. 3 years ago, it was 391.
Wow.
And on this date, Scott, in the year 2000 at the Olympics in Sydney, Rulon Gardner upset Russia's Alexander Karelin in the gold medal Greco-Roman match. Karelin was a 3-time gold medalist and was undefeated in 13 years. Scott, in my mind, one of the greatest upsets in sports history.
And we've gone over that on our Friday topics during the summer before. And that came up not only by you, but by several of our listeners. Yeah, it seems like yesterday, and it's been 24 years ago. That is hard to believe. Also hard to believe that the Americans are letting this lead slip away. The international team is playing out of their minds. If you know golf, how tough alternate shot is. We don't play it very often over here, only during like a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup type match at your local club or with your buddies out there, but you shoot, your partner shoots, and it's back to you, and you can really put your partner in some bad spots. The international team of Hideki Matsuyama and Sungjae Im made 7 straight birdies. That is unheard of in alternate shot.
Yeah, beat Shoffley and Cantlay 7 and 6, one of the biggest rout in President's Cup history. And by the way, I'm sorry, Cub fans. Cubs did win 1-0 over Cyclone Tim's Cincinnati Reds today.
They are both out of things, though. The Cubs, now with that win, though, by virtue of that win, will finish above 500. That was their 82nd win of the year. So at worst, the Cubs can be 82-80 this year. So there is that, which is a lot better than, what, 35-120 or whatever the heck it is right now. But winners of three in a row. 319-366-1600. Week 5 of the high school football season tonight around the state. And CRM Live Sports will be out at Linmar tonight. Linmar and Cedar Falls, top 10 battle at 640. Should be a good one after a heck of a game between City High and Kennedy last night. If you were there or you're in the neighborhood, Spencer lives close by here. The National Guard was there last night, and they were shooting off a big cannon when the Cougars scored. I was not told of that. John Hegarty was not told about that.
I didn't know about it.
Andrew didn't know about it.
Now, granted, I live closer to Fairfax, so I probably wouldn't have. I don't know. Oh. I was going to say I probably wouldn't have heard it anyways. But I didn't know about it until Todd told me about it this morning on his show.
Oh, he heard it, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, he heard it, and his wife was kind of freaking out. But it was like, no, they were just shooting off a cannon down the road.
It was loud.
Yeah.
I believe John and I may have jumped 2 feet the first time it went off. But great for the National Guard,
yeah.
though.
Yes.
To be recognized at that football game last night. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll look at the pro football schedule when we return here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds today. It'll be breezy, temperature still mild with a high around 80 degrees. As we head into tonight, we are going to have mostly clear skies and drop down into the mid-50s. Winds will back off and stay calm through the weekend. Temperatures will be in the low 80s both Saturday and Sunday with plenty of sunshine. Humidity will start to rise a bit Sunday into Monday, and then some cooler temperatures arrive by Tuesday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you ready to unleash the beast? Monster Energy is here to give you the edge this college tailgate season. Loaded with bold flavors, our powerful blend gives you the energy you need to push you beyond your limits. Tune in all season long with Monster, the energy drink of ESPN Radio College Football Tour. Power your performance with a drink that's as hungry for victory as you are. Crack open an ice-cold Monster and dominate your competition. Monster Energy. Unleash the beast. Grab yours today.
Studio wants to make a movie of our podcast.
Don't miss the new season of the Hulu original Only Murders in the Building.
We're going to Hollywood.
We have a fabulous cast.
Eugene Levy,
Eva Longoria,
and Zach Galifianakis.
Oh yes, Zach Galifianakis, of course.
Starring Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
This is box office gold.
We'll take it from here.
You got this?
We're not children. And can you open this snick snack? My assistant's not here.
The Hulu original series Only Murders in the Building season 4. New episodes Tuesdays, streaming on Hulu.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And I tell you what, if you walk into your neighborhood Quick Star each and every day, no matter if it's in the morning, noontime, or in the evening, if you just close your eyes, you can almost smell the cookies that Grandma used to make for you or for the entire family, because they have a bake sale going on right now. Take that trip down memory lane and get those cookies just like Grandma used to make. You can get a 4-pack of your favorite cookies for only $1.99. A dozen are available for $4.99. You can grab a delicious muffin for $1.19 as the bake sale continues right now at your neighborhood Quick Star. And also, don't forget to get your Quick Rewards app. You can take care of orders. They can be picked up in store, brought to your car curbside. You can take care of your payment ahead of time. Do all of that. Take care of it all with your Quick Rewards app. 3:34, we'll get to the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up here in just a couple of moments as we talked a little college football, Big 10 and Big 12 with you. The NFL week, as we mentioned, got underway last night with the Dallas Cowboys eking out a victory last night as the Cowboys defeated the New York Giants 20-15 at the Meadowlands. Coming up on Sunday here, Mark, some... not a bad schedule this week for the NFL. I know a lot of eyes around here are going to be glued to Lambeau Field. The unbeaten Minnesota Vikings go to Lambeau to take on the Green Bay Packers, which is going to be a very good early season tilt. Your Bears are at home to take on the Los Angeles Rams. You've got also on Sunday, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. It'll be two teams that have been pretty good so far early in the year. May have surprised some people. The Washington Commanders. It'll be Daniels against Murray as they go to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals. You've got also on Sunday night, Buffalo at Baltimore. That is Josh Allen against Lamar Jackson. That should be a heck of a ball game. And prior to that, the Chiefs go to SoFi, where it sounds like they are going to have a big home field advantage. Just reading accounts from everything around the Kansas City Chiefs, that there are going to be a lot of people at SoFi. We're wearing red as they take on Jim Harbaugh and the LA Chargers for the first time.
Yeah, almost every week you have a set of games that is really interesting, and you mentioned all of them. I guess I'd throw New Orleans and Atlanta into that group as well. I think that's going to be a terrific game. Only five teams remain undefeated through 3 weeks, and I don't have to remind Survivor pool players of that, that's for sure. How many left in our pool?
We have, technically, officially, we have 12 left. We have 13 because Spencer is still alive in the Survivor pool.
Not surprising.
I don't know if Spencer will. Do you have a 900 number? I don't know. We'll find out later on if he's going to divulge who he's taking this week for the other 12. Spencer is not eligible to win the $500 prize from Imon Communications. So there are, in essence, 12 people still alive for that $500 prize from Imon Communications. Two games coming up on Monday night. We will have the one from Ford Field in Detroit. It'll be the Lions and the unbeaten Seattle Seahawks. That should be a very interesting game. Tennessee at Miami. Who knows who's quarterbacking the Miami Dolphins coming up on Monday night? We know it won't be Tua Tagovailoa. Tennessee, not a good football team. Miami has to win that game. And from the they have to win department, Jacksonville goes to Houston. And the Jags are looking at 0-4 straight in the eye if they fall to the Houston Texans on the road. Houston is favored in that game. And boy, I thought Jacksonville was going to be a team that was going to be reckoned with. Still might be, but you take a look at NFL history, 0-4 does not mean you're a playoff team.
No, there's three winless teams right now in the NFL, and those being Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Cincinnati. I have to believe the Bengals will get victory number one at Carolina on Sunday.
You don't have the confidence in the Red Rifle?
I do more this week than last week.
To do it 2 weeks in a row?
Cincinnati's got to be desperate, though.
They are desperate. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Bengals go to Carolina, and without Bryce Young once again. As you mentioned, it'll be Andy Dalton going up against his former team, the Cincinnati Bengals. He was the quarterback before Joe Burrow came in. Remember that. All right, Coming up on 3:39, we're going to get the panel assembled and get them ready to go. It is a Friday staple, the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you. And we'll do it when we return after this here on 1600 ESPN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
We're getting crushed out here. What's going on with you, Nick? You used to be the unstoppable king of flag football.
I'm feeling my age. At 40, I feel like I can't keep up anymore.
Is it lower testosterone?
Lower T?
Yeah. When you turn 40, you have less testosterone. It's harder to stay lean and get the same results you used to get. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I know Nugenix. It really gives you an edge.
No question. At work, the gym, the bedroom, Nugenix turned back the clocks. Now I've got the same energy that I did in my 20s.
I want to try Nugenix.
All right, time out. Guys, go text Nugenix and get yourselves a complimentary bottle to try.
Text AREA to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back with you at 3:40 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. We will get the panel together for you coming up here in just a little bit. Your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway is awaiting one of our listeners out there. After we make our picks, we will ask four of you. Yeah, four. Why am I, man, alive? It's Friday, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Four listeners.
Hopefully it's not Tuesday.
Hope it's not. We'll ask four listeners to hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. Again, if you have been a picker over the first few weeks of the season, please allow some of our other listeners to have a shot at it. So we will do that coming up after we make our illustrious picks. 319-366-1600, by the way. And Spencer on Sports is coming up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And no, Spencer is not going to divulge who you are taking in the Survivor poll, nor should you.
No. I was telling you during the break, I just kind of lucked into two of the 3 weeks. The 1 week I actually did research, I think it turned out pretty well, but week one, I forgot. I was sitting at the Colonels game on their last day, and I made a random pick and won, and then I forgot until like Monday at like 2:30. Last week and went with the Bills to eliminate myself and give all of you who listen and are in the contest the actual chance to win. I should have gone with the Bengals, but I'm still alive. Don't worry, I can't win. I will reemphasize that, though.
Cannot win.
No, cannot.
So there are 12 officially.
Yes.
Still in the Survivor pool. All right. Mark, we bring in Dave Alec here, who joins us for the Pick 6 on Fridays. Hello, Dave. Happy Friday to you. Are we there? Dave? There's Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. It's Friday, man.
what possibly could go wrong?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? All right. Sit tight, Dave. Mark, let's get to the games.
All right. Spencer can't win the Survivor pool, but he can win the pick six. He leads right now at 12-6 on the year. I am 11-7, Scott 10-8, and Dave 9-9 for reference out there, folks. Scott won last week, and he will pick first the set of six games we have on the ledger today. Scott, game one is tonight. It is the Big Ten game. Yes, a Big Ten game. Washington at Rutgers, and Rutgers favored by 2.5.
My real question is, will the Rutgers athletic department petition the Big Ten for them not to host a Friday night game in the future? Hello, Troy Dannon and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Washington goes cross-country for a Friday night short week game against a Rutgers team that I was very impressed with by virtue of their non-conference wins, including Virginia Tech. I'm going to throw those 2.5. I'm going to take the State College of New Jersey, known as Rutgers, and I'm going to go with the Scarlet Knights.
Well, I told you earlier, my limited research revealed that teams traveling a 3 time zone difference are 3-6 on the year straight up. But I'm going to go against that trend. I'll take Washington. Dave.
Washington has had to replace more players this season than anyone in college football. This is a tough game for the Huskies, having to travel cross-country on a short week and play Rutgers at their home. The Scarlet Knights have one of the best secondaries in the Big Ten and a run game that will test this Huskies team that still has some question marks. Give me Rutgers and Piscataway to win and cover.
We just like saying Piscataway.
I think we do, yeah.
Spencer.
I'm not going to be on Husky Island. I will go with Rutgers. I think the cross-country trip is a little bit much for Washington, and I think Rutgers defends the home turf. So go Scarlet Knights.
Justin, I took Rutgers. To answer your question, who are you taking, Washington or Rutgers? There you go.
There you go.
All right. Game two. I'm on an island after one game. Game two, and I will lead it off. Another Big Ten game. Illinois at Penn State. Penn State favored by 17.5 points. From what I've seen, Penn State has really demonstrated that it is one of the top teams in the Big Ten, but Illinois has been a surprise. Winning at Nebraska, while everywhere I look like Illinois in the 17.5, I'm going to go against that and take Penn State and give those points. Why? Tell me, Dave, why I made a mistake.
Two undefeated teams and a 17.5 point spread. Vegas is telling you something. This is a night game at State College, Pennsylvania. Since 2017, when two ranked teams meet, the home team, when they are the higher ranked, have a record of 76-43. James Franklin knows what the point spreads are in his games and what his team needs to do against their opponent. The Nittany Lions are 17-4 against the spread in their last 21 games as a Big Ten favorite. Give me the Lions to win and cover.
Spencer.
Now I'm regretting what I wrote down on my sheet here. Dang it, Dave. You know what? I'll take a chance. I'll go with Illinois. I doubted Bielema last week, and they proved me wrong against Nebraska. I'm going to take the chance and say Illinois keeps it within the number.
Justin's taking Washington.
Okay. All right. Justin's the anti whatever we say.
I won last week, Justin. Just throwing that out there.
Likes me more. Scott, what do you got in this game?
I said Penn State was going to go to the Big Ten championship game. I am sticking with that. They win the game, but I love this hook. I love the hook. I'm not putting Spencer on Brett Bielema Island. I am also, they're not going to win it, but they're going to keep it close. I'm taking the Illini.
All right, game three. Dave, you're up first. It's the bounce back bowl and perhaps an elimination bowl. It's Oklahoma State at Kansas State, and Kansas State favored by 5.5 points.
Interesting matchup here with two teams trying to find their way to better football. In this series, the home teams are 5-1 straight up, 6-0 against the spread. Kansas State is 10-1 against the spread in Big 12 play after a loss of 20 or more points. The Wildcats are 41-24-2 against the spread since 2019. And this year's Oklahoma State defense has allowed 18 plays of 25 or more yards. Give me the home team to win and cover.
Spencer.
I'm just going to replay what Dave said. I like K-State to bounce back. I think they're motivated coming off an embarrassing loss to BYU on the road. They come home, they get right, and they beat Okie State. So go Cats.
Scott.
This was the one that had me perplexed the entire week. Both teams did not. Oklahoma State looked good at times last week. Kansas State, Big 12 after dark, did not look good in Provo last week, and they play close games. I'm going to go with a close game. They may win it, but I'm going to take Oklahoma State in the 5.5.
I think the biggest thing here is who's going to bounce back better, and I think it's going to be Kansas State. I have to believe it was embarrassed by that performance at BYU. Oklahoma State scored late to make that game close against Utah. I'll go ahead and take Kansas State and give the points.
Gundy Island.
Game four, and Spencer leading things off. Louisville visits Notre Dame, and the Irish favored by 5.5 points.
Yeah, interesting one here. Louisville, kind of the trendy, you know, sleeper playoff team, one of those teams that's kind of you see in those, is this team a sleeper pick or not, articles on CBS and The Athletic or not. I'm going to take a chance on Louisville, even though it's on the road. Notre Dame last week, they won comfortably against Miami, Ohio. We saw them blow out Purdue. Still not sure what Notre Dame team I'm getting in most games. I think they'll be in the game. They might even win it, but I think Louisville keeps it within the numbers. So I'll take the Cardinals.
Scott.
Austin Peay, Jacksonville State, and Georgia Tech. Although Georgia Tech's good. But that's the three teams that Louisville has beaten so far this year. Notre Dame is a roller coaster, and I think the roller coaster is going to go in a throttling good trajectory this week. I will take the Irish and throw the 5.5.
I think the Northern Illinois game has been running on a loop in the Notre Dame locker room all week, and I think that this is a revenge game. Louisville took down Notre Dame last year, I believe, and I think the Irish are going to get a measure of revenge. So I will take the Irish and throw the points. Dave.
Louisville faces its first road game of the season on Saturday in South Bend. The Cardinals have had some big issues slowing down running quarterbacks this year, and they will certainly see more of that this week. Louisville is 5-10 against the spread in non-conference games since 2021. The Irish seem to play their best in games that are more meaningful. They've outscored their opponents 94-10 since losing to Northern Illinois. They are 11-3 against the spread as a single-digit favorite. Give me the Irish to win and cover at home.
A lot of islands out there this
Cardinal
week.
Island.
A lot of islands.
Sounds better than Belem Island.
It does sound. And Gundy Island.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling Gundy Island is a loop of him yelling, "I'm 40, over and over again.
All right, game five. And, Scott, you are up in the leadoff position again. It's the game of the day. In the SEC, Georgia at Alabama, and Georgia favored by 2 points, Scott.
First of what could be three meetings between these two teams this year. They've both had ample time to prepare for this one, and it's going to come down to the home field. And with that in mind, round one goes to the Tide. I'm taking Alabama and getting two at Bryant-Denny.
Okay, gentlemen, no research, no analysis needed. All I needed to do is place a call to my friend and SEC expert this morning, Rusty. After consulting with him, Rusty, of course, is the Rusty Nails patriarch and a huge Tennessee fan. And while I know his inherent dislike for Alabama, I have to factor that in, but he likes Georgia in this game. And Rusty, I trust. Give me Georgia. Dave.
Since 2020, Georgia has a 52-1 record against everyone but Alabama. Against the Tide, they're 1-3. Alabama has 11 touchdowns of 25 or more yards this season. Georgia's defense has only given up one play of 25 or more yards on defense. The Tide are 59-2 in their last 61 games at home since 2015. Rolling with the Tide, give me the points.
Spencer.
I'm not going to leave you on an island, Mark. I think Georgia goes into Tuscaloosa and wins. This is the first time that Kirby won't be going up against old Nick Saban. And I think Georgia gets it done. I'm concerned about their offense, especially how they can struggled against Kentucky a couple weeks ago. But I think they use the bye week to get back on track. And I'll take a chance on Georgia on the road.
Let's be honest, Mark. The first thing Rusty asked you was, "Hey, Tennessee isn't playing in this game. Why are you consulting me on this one? Why do
we
care?"
We talk about Tennessee. Believe me, that'll come later in the year. All right, game six and the tiebreaker. Here's the Iowa State Cyclones at Houston. The Clones favored by 12.5 points. And the tiebreaker in this one is total points scored in this particular game. Every now and then, Iowa State, while it looked good last week and is unbeaten, it stumbles on the road. Houston got throttled last week. I understand that. It also played Oklahoma well when Oklahoma was struggling. It's a tough game, tough team to figure out in Houston. But I like the points here. I think Iowa State will win the game. And total points, I'll just half 100. Give me 50. Dave.
Prior to last week's offensive explosion against Arkansas State, Iowa State scored 20 and 21 points in their first two games. The Cyclones are an offense with 10 starters back from last year. Houston has been good on defense, holding their first four opponents each to nearly 13 points under their average. Iowa State wins this game, but a double-digit favorite on the road seems like too many to me. Give me the Cougars and the points to cover. And I will take 43.
All right, Spencer.
I'm using this pick to atone for last week. I got flamed by a few folks out there for daring to think that Arkansas State would cover the spread against Iowa State. So I'm trying to get back into the good graces of some of the Cyclone listeners out there. I think the spread has moved up to 14. I know we're picking it at 12.5. I think Iowa State wins and covers. I think the defense is able to shut down whichever quarterback they're playing for Houston. Might be slow going at first, but they're able to break through. So I'll take Iowa State and the 12.5. Total points, I think I'm going to say 37. Go a little bit lower.
Hmm. Two things intrigue me about this game. Number one, why isn't this a basketball game? Because it would be a lot more fun. And number two, what does Vegas know that we don't know? Because I first thought this was going to be about an 18-point spread on this one. So I'm going against all of that. And I think Iowa State is for real. I don't think Houston's very good. I'm taking the Cyclones. And I finally have the tie-breaking fourth pick. I'm taking 51.
As it should be.
All right. There you go. The picks are locked in. We need four contestants right now. And if you have played already, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Andrew will get your information. And if your prognosticator has the best week, you'll get a $30 gift card at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Dave, best of luck. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
Thank you.
All right. And should be, we got some interesting picks here. Some islands. It's all good stuff right here. Spencer, what's coming up 4 to 6?
Plenty of college football talk. Get people set for the weekend of the Big Ten and Big 12. Four downs on the NFL after 5 o'clock, and I'll make some additional picks on my Friday Fade segment at 5:30.
Looking forward to that. Yep. That'll be coming up tonight, right after us, from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Kansas State and Okie State coming up tomorrow morning at 10:30, followed at 4 o'clock by Iowa State and Houston. We've got a lot of Big 12 football for you coming up tomorrow. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, you guys too. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Talk with you on Monday at 3.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online.